Right, Stuart McCall with us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Stuart, 1-1 tonight. Yeah. Few complaints because they're a good side.
Well, I'm just saying that I didn't tell the boys before, but I watched their game at Portsmouth, their last away game when they went down there and they were 2-0 up. I think Portsmouth going last minute to make this score. But they were, it's probably the best away performance I've seen in this division since I've been back in 18 months. So I knew what they were capable of. Mm. And they showed it at times, but I thought we played well as well. You know, I really did. I thought we got in some great areas. And they've defended. You know, we've put balls across. It looks as though they're in and they've cleared it off the line. And, you know, you draw it home to a side who are what, I don't know, in the bottom eight, and you think, phew. But no, because, you know, they've won four on the bounce, so they're playing with a lot of confidence. Yeah, second half at times was a little bit sloppy and careless.
Bit stop start, wasn't it, second half? But that's credit to them who started well second period.
They did, they certainly did. But I thought first half, I really, really enjoyed the game, and as a manager, you aren't supposed to enjoy games. But then when we made the substitutions, and Don came on and gave us a bit of life, and we got back on top, and that's Mr. Great. Chance at the end with the header. Lawes has put a ball right across the face. I thought Amari was just tapping it and the boys come from nowhere. But no, all in all, you know, I think it's a good point. You know, but I look at all the other results. You know, I think there's been 8-1-alls in our league tonight. And it just shows you there's not a lot between sides. But I thought some of the play first half, we could have, you know, should have maybe capitalised a little bit better on the opportunities we had. But I've got to say they've defended terrifically well and they've played well as well, and it didn't surprise me because, as I say, and I also watched the game at home that they had against Blackburn on Saturday, and they fully deserve to beat Blackburn. So all in all, you're never happy with a point at home, but I thought it was a good game of football, and, you know, we'll take the, I said to him, we'll sit down Thursday or Friday and have a look through a lot of the positive stuff that we've done tonight, and we move on.
Certainly feels like a positive point, whereas in the past we've felt like it might be 2 points dropped. Big decisions tonight. Charlie White penalty, big shout first half at 1-0.
Again, we haven't got anything to look at it, but Charlie felt it was. But it's a hard one for the referee, because I think he's, by the time he's turned around and seen it and Charlie's falling, referees can't... You know,
well, after what happened on Saturday, I'm asking you the question, because you've obviously seen that. Yeah. It's probably the weakest penalty you'll see all season, and then that looks a stick on.
And that's sometimes the fine lines, isn't it? You know, but unless the referee sees it and he can give it, you know, he can't just guess. And if he's not seen it quick enough, he hasn't transferred when the ball's gone into to Charlie getting brought down. But you know, like I say, sometimes you get them, sometimes you do it. Just on the back of what happened to us Saturday, it would have been nice to have got it, but unfortunately not to be.
I don't want to talk about the ref, but I'm going to ask you about the Craig Davies red card and then the moment of madness where he suddenly forgot who was who and where he was and what was going on. So,
in fairness, the fourth official did him no favours because he gave him the wrong number to book, and the boy that he's given the number to book in on the pitch. So, you know, in fairness, I just said to him, I thought he was just getting his steps in.
It was
in
a comedy moment, though.
Yeah,
wasn't
I thought, you know, I walk about sometimes before games just to get my steps in. I thought that's what he was doing. I thought he must have had a step on it and on his watch. But, you know, they brought a healthy number of supporters, and I think when that brings the best out of our fans as well, and the atmosphere at times was terrific. You know, I was a bit concerned. Obviously, we've gone down to 10 men with the last 6-7 minutes. We had to put Lawes at left back, and I thought they might have come on strong, but I think they were happy to hang on to a point. And overall, I think possibly a fair result. First half we were very good, and I think we should have capitalised a little bit more on it, obviously after a fantastic start with a great strike from Taylor.
What's the latest with Chickson?
Unfortunately, it looks like he's pulled his thigh. I mean, we said today, we play in a system today, we knew how they were going to play, and their left back were going to get out, and our left back was going to get out. And Chick's got forward so many times. First
played well today, didn't he?
Yeah, terrific. But, you know, we knew that was going to be the game, and they would get out on their side. I don't want to play one up front and two wide men, so I wanted Taylor to play alongside Charlie, and if the left back gets out, then we've just got to shuffle across. But we're at home, so we want to play, you know, forward players in them areas. But unfortunately, obviously remains fifth booking, so he'll miss Saturday.
It's a blow, isn't it, that?
Yeah, it's a silly booking, isn't it, if he's got done for chatting to the ref. I know he was really annoyed and angry at the challenge that he took. It's his one of the worst challenges he's ever had on a game, he said. But, and then for the referee not to do anything and give him a yellow card, I think that's what's frustrated remain. But it's a silly booking by himself, and he'll pay for that. But in all, it's you know, Saturday we're going to say, because I think Chickson will be out. There's another player's, looks as though he could have done something as well, and obviously remains out. But that's why we've got a big enough squad to compensate for injuries.
And we'll end on a positive, the Paul Taylor goal.
Oh, terrific, yeah. You know, we've worked a lot of free kicks and corners in the last couple of, you know, without Macker in the side. So we've had to work a few things and get it short. A lot of teams, when you get free kicks out there, all go back and do the zonal. So play it short, and you know, Laws just played it in and got it back. And I'm just thinking, hit it, because I see him do it every day in training. And I've
Tony McMahon
before,
said that, he's got that in him.
Yeah, I've said it before. It just as easy could go over at Cop. You know, that's tails. But, you know, when he catches him. And I thought he was excellent tonight. I thought he got in the right areas, turned sharp. He just needs some football. But I thought, I just felt, I watched him in training yesterday, I thought, get him outside long Charlie and he'll cause problems. But I think, you know, they've defended well, you know, the boy at the back.
Well, you don't stop those, though.
No, you don't stop them. Two keepers want to stop them. And in fairness to them, theirs is a good goal. I mean, the goal is, you know, Charlie was an inch away from, you know, stopping him. He's played a good ball out, chest pass back, great ball through, and they've cut us open. And in fairness, they'll look at that as a good goal. But yeah, overall, we take a point. Disappointed not to have won, but you know, I think over the piece, as I said, they're a good side. So it was a dangerous game for us. And we move on to Saturday now.
Yep, positive point, and yep, we move on. Thanks to Stuart. Join
Cheers.
Us on Plus Two Match Day Live. Top man as ever. We will stick that, of course, up on the website for you. Stuart McCall's thoughts on the match. He seemed pretty pleased with the first half performance. Said
Pulse 2 Match Day Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.